Okay, Charles. I'm trying to get hold of the chairperson. Can you please be patient? I will get back to you. Thank you very much.
Aris.
Hello, Mama. Hello, hello. Member Aris. Honorable A Star. I just communicated to the chairperson. She's struggling to log in. She said she will try to use her phone to log in. Otherwise, I've been in communication with her regarding the starting of the meeting.
Everything is quiet and nobody's saying nothing.
I did say something before, ne? That I'll revert back to you, but I've been on the call with her. Apologize on her behalf.
Okay, Skati.
Okay, my love.
No problem.
Bye.
Good morning, Honorable.
Good morning,
Chairperson. Oh, you.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Morning. Yo, it is very difficult for myself to start with the apology at all times because of the network. But thanks, Lord, that we have managed to get through. Really, I sincerely apologize for this. I am in the car right now, just for the network, so that I'm able to reach the network. Honorable members, let's just bow our head for a moment and then continue with our meeting. Let's start bowing our head.
Recording in progress.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I wish to welcome everybody in the meeting. The honorable members and also the officials, as I've already sincerely apologized for this. I had to call Lindy Wade to give me the password and the ID and write down because it didn't want to open. Why? I don't know. But unfortunately, since now I am saying I am in a car, I had to go in terms of checking where the network is. I am in the village, honorable members. I'm sorry for that. Honorable members, let's check for the agenda of today, which I know that there is also one presentation. Lindy, slide the agenda. Lindy?
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, so sorry. When it's on PDF, it just disappears in the system. Okay.
Yes. Technology is very complicated.
It looks like it's not our day today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's coming up and it's fine. We are able to see it. I don't wish to do long welcoming, but I just want us to go straight to Lindy to tell us who's in the meeting and who's not in the meeting. Can you do that, Lindy? I can see that at least you are a number or about 22 present or who has logged in.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, members. Good morning, departmental officials and my team. Chair, today is the 13th of March, 2024. The PC on Social Development is having its official meeting with an attached agenda, Chair. I wish to confirm the members that are in attendance of this meeting today. We have you, Member Mvana, as our chairperson. We have Member Stock present. We have Member Iris. We have Member Peterson. We have Member Abrahams. We have Member Bilankulu. We have Member Fana Merbe. We have Member Mare. We have Member Masango. We have Member Manganye. Member Sukers indicated that she will join the meeting a bit late. Chair, I don't have any apologies I can think of thus far. Also, Chair, we have, in terms of the officials from the parliamentary side, you have your support team consists of Yolisa Panye, our coordinating advisor, Asia Vuya Kutula, our researcher. We have our committee assistant, Fungile Bulawa, as well as your executive secretary, Thandi Makgobalele. Also, Chair, I wish to inform you that we do have our legal advisor responsible for this bill from the parliament side, Susan Isaacs. Chair, also the state law advisor, Lucinda Lurie, from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. They are also present to support this bill, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lindy. Now that we have managed to get the apologies and also the confirmation of the attendance, let's then request the members to accept the apology that has been forwarded and also second it, because it has been sent by the honorable members through the secretary, which we expect the honorable members to do that. Can we accept the apology? Any other honorable member?
I propose that we accept the apology.
Okay. Honorable Aris is saying let's accept that apology. And then any second to that? Chair,
I second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bilankulu. Let's then proceed with the meeting, if we allow the adoption of the agenda. There is an adoption of the agenda. Let's check. Lindy, can you just read the agenda?
I present.
Hello.
I wanted to say, can't you correct the statement that you are saying we adopt the apologies, but now we are proceeding. Can't you adopt the agenda together with
acceptance of the apologies?
Yes.
Okay. I say let's accept. Maybe it's a slip of the tongue. Let's accept the apology, and it has been seconded. Now we are on the adoption of the agenda. So can we get to that? Yes. The apologies are being accepted, not adopted. Then the agenda is adopted, not accepted. Can we then adopt the agenda? Lindy? Can you
just let me move for the direction of the agenda?
Okay. Honorable Kate is moving for the adoption of the agenda as it has been proposed. It's the consideration and adoption of the committee report on public hearings of the older person. The second is the consideration and adoption of the motion of desirability. We shorten it by saying it's an MOD that we have to deal with. And then if there is anything that we have to, let me remind the honorable members that we closed the meeting previously saying that if there is anything that one thinks that she or he would like to question or also raise some clarities, they must do their written apology. But seemingly, the secretary indicated that no, Honorable Bono, no one has just sent anything to the secretary to check that. So it means that we will follow our agenda as it has been proposed. We were going to give minutes or seconds for those clarifications. Now we can say that there is no question about whatever that is there. So let's continue. Mama Kate Bilangulu has adopted the agenda. We need a seconder to this. Honorable Arms?
Good morning, Chairperson. I second the adoption of the agenda.
And who's that?
Honorable Abrams, did you not call me?
Oh, Honorable Abrams, your voice I always miss up or mess up with other comrades or honorable members. So now I will also recognize your voice. Thank you very much, Honorable Alex. Then it has been seconded. Let's then give over to the department. Yes, now I see your face, Honorable Alex. Lindy?
Chair, the next item is for the presentation of the virtual public hearings report. Now that the department, now that there were no questions to the department, so we'll proceed with the internal business. But the department is here. Chair, I forgot to mention the continuation of. Sorry, Kumbula. Mute your mic, please. Sorry, Chair. The minister chair in yesterday's apology, she's out of the country. So her apology still is relevant in today's meeting as well. I omitted to mention that.
Okay. No, it's fine. I took for granted that it is a continuous apology because it is have or hear that she's back from there. We know that that thing that they have attended is still continuing. Let's give over to Kumbula. Akiri, the procedure, Lindy, are you able to remind us about the procedure again, once more?
Yesterday's meeting was for the committee to members to send questions to me so that I can convey to the department. Initially, we were supposed to get the responses from the department. Unfortunately, there were no questions, so which means that that agenda item falls away. So, Chair, we will start with the presentation from Yoli on the report of public hearings, the virtual hearings, and thereafter, Chair, we proceed to get to the formal stage of the bill by considering and adoption the motion of desirability. And then thereafter, after the adoption of the MOD, the committee will go to deliberate on the bill itself, looking at the proposed clauses, Chair, whether they are in agreement. If there are additional clauses, it's way beyond what has been tabled by the department, so which means there will be an amendment list, meaning that, Chair, when we are in that process, the legal advisor will take us through each clause if we are in agreement, and then if there are additional amendments beyond what has been proposed or tabled by the executive to parliament, so which means that there will be an amendment list, Chair. That is the process thus far. But I will be here to
thank
to
you.
The committee and the con and
no,
the
thank you.
Also here.
Okay. Thank you very much for reminding us, because you indicated previously that the procedure needs to be like that. So can we give over to you, Lee? Can we give over to you, Lee, to take us through?
Yes, Chair, I'm here. Sorry, the mouse was jumping around for me to unmute. Good morning to you, Chair. Good morning to the members and the colleagues from the department and parliament. Chair, I will not take long because it's a short report of the national hearings, public hearing that we had on a virtual platform. As Linda said yesterday, we need to adopt any work that the committee has done. So I won't take much of your time because the committee is already familiar with the issues that were presented in the oral presentations, and the department responded to those issues yesterday. So I'm just going to go through it, Jefferson, so that it can be formally adopted. Chair, we had the hearings on the 21st of February 2024, where we received a presentation from Professor Kitty Malhebe from Ilitalabantu, from Ikosatu, and from Mr. Johan Rademia. And the issues that were raised from presentations of Professor Kitty, that I think the committee is quite familiar with the content right now, where she raised issues of definitions of a caregiver. Her main submission was that the proposed amendment is restricting who can be a caregiver by making it a requirement that they should have an accredited qualification. So I'm not going to go into details. I think the committee is aware of that. And then also the whole submission around the natural person vis-a-vis a juristic person, which the department tried to give it, and they didn't try, they gave an explanation yesterday why they're making this amendment that it should rather be a juristic person, which is now amending what the principal act had originally stated, and they mentioned issues of the risk where we probably have seen, I think in one province where it was raised that there are instances where people, they open these centers just as a means of an income, and that often results to other person being mistreated or ill-treated in these centers. And so they're trying to address that, and also they raise the issue of if it's a center is under a natural person, when that person dies or something happens, then the risk is that whatever it the assets, they go to the family, including whatever money that would have been paid to a person as running the business. So they try to address that gap, Chair, in this one. So it is up to the committee then to decide whether it goes with the amendment that it should be a juristic person. Can I ask the person to mute, please? I'm not sure whether the noise is coming from you or someone else. Thank you, Chair. Okay, so this is one area that the committee has to apply its mind and come up with a decision whether it goes with this amendment that makes it a requirement that the registration must be done by a juristic person, or it remains as it was in the proposed in the principal act. But bearing in mind the reasons that the department advanced yesterday, why this they've decided to make this amendment. And then she also raised the definition of family care and special care that should be included in the bill, which the department responded to it and proposed an amendment to this effect, which is in the matrix. The committee will have a look at that. And also that the bill had a gap that it didn't refer to Section 27 of the Constitution, which was addressed also by the department. And also the heading that it must be aligned with the context, with the content of that section, with the department has also addressed that. And they presented to the committee that they rather amended the content, but not the heading of that section. She pointed out a minor discrepancy in terms of the referral to the old age grant versus older persons grant, as it appears in the Social Assistance Amendment Act, which the department has also addressed in the matrix. Then we had presentations from Ili Talabantu, Kusato, and Mr. Radamir. I didn't really put them because they in detail here in this report, because they appear in the report on summaries on the written submissions. So they presented as they had submitted them to the committee. So I just highlighted that fact that they appear in that report. Then we had deliberations on the submissions, where the committee sought further clarity, from Professor Malherben with regard to the definition of a caregiver and the end of care, and also it wanted to know, what balance can be achieved in relation to the definition of a person or juristic persons in terms of advantages and disadvantages, and also if Elita Labantu had any experiences on the ground in terms of deficiencies with regard to monitoring and evaluation. Then the response from Professor was, as I just explained, in terms of the restrictions with regard to a definition of a caregiver, because now the caregiver must be someone who has received a training. So her concern was that it just now restricts the people who can be caregivers. And the issue of the juristic person, she further gave that explanation that when it comes to some criminal offences, for example, that are mentioned in the Act, are listed in the Act, that they cannot be applied to a juristic person, and they can only apply to a natural person. However, she said if the issue is to address governance issues, then that must be explained why the department now makes such an amendment, which the department has done in yesterday's presentation, Chairperson. And Elita Labantu responded by saying it has experienced challenges in terms of the abuse of older persons in these institutions or in facilities, and also there's a lack of reporting when such incidences of abuse occur, especially in those bogus institutions, that there's a high prevalence of abuse in those institutions or facilities. And it also shared the same concerns of Professor Malherbe when it comes to the whole issue about juristic person and a natural person, which I just explained. Chair, at the end, the resolution was that based on the presentation by Mr. Johan Rademir, that the department must make a follow-up on issues of compliance of residential facilities to bylaws, especially when it comes to issues of fire safety. And that there was also an issue that was raised that the funding of NGO that also emanated from the presentation from Mr. Rademir, that the committee should make it a focus area for oversight, the upcoming committee, in terms of the funding for these NGOs for older persons, children, and other core areas of the department. So it's a short report, and this is the end of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. And let's take the next item. Otherwise, what you are saying, Julie, is what we had, really. You are right by saying we are familiar with it. Because those things were just highlighted by the presentation done by and also, yes, and it was repeated when yesterday was done by close. Okay, the next...
Thank you, Chairman. I just adopted the report before we proceed.
Can I?
Adopt the report. The committee adopt the report.
Okay.
Yes, thanks.
I hear someone like Mamangani?
No, it was me. It was Linda.
Oh, it was Linda. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's adopt, get this report as Uyuli has just summarized it and drafted it the way we discussed. Because it's things that were said during our public hearing. Any hand from honorable members? Bakhona na bethu nabantu okanye ndimdoda. You are not alone, Chair, but there is the problem of the network.
Yeah. I used to undermine this thing of saying, let's do the physical meetings, but the network seems to be a challenge to most of the areas, whether you are in Pretoria or in Cape Town, it's challenging. Yesterday, the officials that were presenting whilst they were in the office, it was not easy for them to get through. So I understand. Honorable Kate?
Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Let me move.
Honorable Alex? Who's calling me? I've recognized Honorable Bilangulu.
Yes, Chair. I said, let me move for the adoption of the report as presented by Yuli as a true reflection of what transpired during our public hearings and the additional thereof.
Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Bilangulu. The report has been adopted, the one that has been presented by our content advisor, with the amendments and additions that have been done. Can we get the seconder?
Member Marecha?
Marie? Pauline?
Yes, please.
Yes, Ms. Ikadibo. Network.
I would second, but I just wanted to ask a question. The old man that was in the portfolio. Okay, I will adopt it. Second, I mean.
Okay, thanks. Seconder by Pauline, though she is having a challenge of network. She's just stammering on saying that we are able to get it. Okay, then can we go to the next item? Nina, I have to, what is it, to go and chat. Next item, Lindy. Lindy, where?
You only can stop sharing. Please.
I stopped a long time ago.
Is it?
Yes.
Lindy, where? Yoli?
Yes, Chair, I'm here.
Is Lindy what trying to?
I think she's trying to fly to. Let me see if I can assist.
Will you please assist, sister?
Okay. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay. Sister, yes. You can, I'll scroll it for you. You can just press
it. Okay. Thank you so much. Apologies for that, members. I think there is something, my computer is very slow. As I indicated that the NOD is the crucial stage for the committee to embark on in order to do the formal stage of the bill. Chair, there is the draft report for the consideration and adoption by the committee. Yoli?
Yeah, what is
it? I don't know what's going on. Are you still scrolling to get the document?
It's to me, it shows that I have flighted it. Can't you see it?
Yeah, I see, but you were busy scrolling other documents.
Oh, sorry. So I was checking if I've got the right time. Sorry. Okay. Continue.
The PC on Social Development Chair, having considered this piece of legislation, the Section 76, which was referred and classified by the joint taking mechanism as Section 76, which should report as follows. This bill, Chair, was tabled and referred to the committee on the 6th of May 2022. And then on the 26th of that year, we received a briefing from the Department of Social Development on the details of the bill. Chair, as part of the public participation process and in compliance with the Constitution, this committee advertised for the bill for the period of 6 weeks between April and May 2023, Chair. I made a mistake with to say 2024. In the national, local and regional newspapers requesting public to make comments on the bill. Chair, this committee conducted provincial public hearings for the period of from 6 June to 26 November 2023 in all 9 provinces. Furthermore, it also conducted a virtual public hearings on the 21st of February 2024 to solicit oral presentation from stakeholders. Chair, on the following dates, 28 February, 3rd, 6th, and 8th and 12th of March, the committee received briefings from the Departments of Health, Justice, Constitutional, Justice and Constitutional Development, Higher Education, Science and Technology, Department of Human Settlements, Social Development, and South African Local Government Association, responding to a number of issues raised by the public during its public hearings. Chair, what is the purpose, object of the bill? The bill seeks to amend the Older Persons Act 2006 so as to insert new definitions, to insert new provisions relating to the monitoring and evaluation of all services to older persons, and for the renewal of older persons to a temporary safe care without a court order, to tighten up the existing implementation and compliance measures, to effect some contextual amendments for greater clarity and to provide for matters connected therewith. Chair, this is the crux of this report. Having deliberated on the briefings and presentation received from respective departments, the committee is required to adopt a motion of desirability in order to proceed with deliberations on the bill. The MOD is in line with Rule 286, subsection 4 of the NA rules, which reads as follows. After due deliberation, the committee must consider a motion of desirability on the subject matter of the bill, and if rejected, must immediately table the bill and its reports on the bill. If the motion of desirability is adopted, the committee must proceed to deliberate on the details of the legislation.
Okay.
Sorry, someone is not muted. The committee is of the opinion that the bill is desirable and will proceed to deliberate on the details of this legislation. This report is for consideration. Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, this is the report before the committee. for consideration and adoption in order to proceed with the formal stage of this bill. Thank you very much, Chair.
All right. Thank you very much, Lindy. Then we have to adopt the next.
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Can I see the hands from the honourable members? Honourable members. Chair. Honourable Alex.
Oh, it's my voice. The same
oh,
as
your
Alex.
Voice. Yeah, your voice seems to be hoarse.
Oh, it's my
okay.
Voice.
It's so nice. Honourable Kate.
Thank you very much, Chair. I move for the adoption and consideration of the report as presented by the Secretary of the Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Katie. In this meeting, it seems as if it's you and Honourable Alex that are present. Okay.
Member Manganya's hand was up.
Oh, I don't see it in the gadget. I don't see the hand of... Where is Mamangani? Is Mamangani on?
Mama Peter,
no, he's in the meeting.
Mama Peterson, just raise her hand.
Maggie?
Peterson, I second the proposal of...
Consideration of this
report.
Okay. MOD consideration has been done and has been seconded, Lindy. What is the next step, Lindy?
Thank you very much, Chair. The next step, Chair, is for the committee to have deliberations on the bill. Chair, that can take in two folds. It's either the committee let me explain. The department tabled the bill with the proposals as is. If the committee is of the view that such proposal, after going clause to clause, are sufficient for it to adopt, there will be no amendment list. So the bill will be amended without, will be adopted without amendments. Chair, if we adopt as is, we don't make any further amendments. Also, Chair, that if you go to clause and we find out we are fine with whatever is there. Also, Chair, maybe the department can also indicate from their matrix as to what were the amendments that came out during the public hearings and other engagements that were not in their initial tabling of the bill before Parliament, so that the committee can take can engage on that, and they can also go clause by clause to satisfy itself whether what has been proposed by the department they are in agreement with. So we just need to check what are the additional amendments and what is before the committee in terms of the initial bill that was proposed by the department, and then we can take such approach, Chair. And if members have additional amendments during the deliberation, they can indicate so that it can also inform the amendment list. So, Chair, it's up to the committee whether which approach they want to explore. It's either they want to check whether the department during this process managed to pick up additional amendments to what was tabled before Parliament, and then we can go, and then we have a deliberation on that, and then we can go clause by clause on what is before us, and then agree or not agree it. And then if there are members, individual members, have additional amendments beyond what will be presented, it's an opportunity for members to come up with such amendments. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can I suggest that we continue taking from the department? Is there anything that they think needs to be added? But we cannot really, Tina, amend all what has been sent. We've already done most of the amendment. But can we get from the department that is there anything that we have left out? Let us not do the duplication of discussion. Let us not do the duplication of discussion because it could be a duplication at the end of the day. Can we give over to the department if there is anything? If there's none, it mustn't be a matter of we have to have it. Over to the department, legal advisor, whoever.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. May I ask Advocate Chochisa to guide the meeting on this issue?
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members and colleagues. Yes, Honorable Chair, there are a few areas in the metrics where we wanted the guidance of Parliament. In fact, these are the issues that are just administrative in their nature, where we felt that even though the principle is that we must have consulted in terms of gazetting these issues, but their nature is not such that there can be a challenge if we proceed with them. Hence, we said we stand to be guided by the Parliament whether we can proceed with them. For example, there is a difference of opinion in terms of how the old age grant has been cited in the bill and in the legislation, which was not gazetted, but the name was in the 2004 legislation. And now in the 2006, that is the Social Assistance Act, which is the 2004 legislation. In the 2006 legislation, which is the Older Persons Act, it was different from how it was cited in the 2004 legislation. So it's issues like those where we said, can we just change that, or we will need to have gazetted that? Otherwise, if the committee doesn't agree with that proposal, we are still okay. If it agrees, we are still okay. It's just something that we wanted to bring to the attention of the committee. Otherwise, the nature of the amendments that we have made are more of clarity in terms of what was proposed. For example, there was an issue about whether members of the family who are taking care of the elderly in the family also need to have qualifications. We have clarified that in the metrics that they don't necessarily need to have qualifications. So we redrafted the provision that existed at the time. And again, the issue of the heading that does not necessarily speak to the content. We have also worked on that and tried to realign the heading in order to speak to the content. Others are on just the typos, like the definition of South African police or the citation of South African police, which is South African Police Services in terms of the bill, and that has also been
Sorry, Chair.
Okay.
So, through you, Chair, I'm sorry for interruption. Chair, I've been trying to check the icon to raise my hand. I don't know, Chair, if my advice would be accepted by this committee, because
this is the former stage of the of this of the bill, ne? And now Mr. Advocate Mchochisa is talking out of his head, and there's no documentation, and because we've got a legal advisor from Parliament as well as the state law advisors that need to develop an A list, and they also need to apply their mind in the information. And I don't know whether it will be difficult if we can just from the matrix highlight the areas he is referring to, so that we can have a clear a guidance as to which areas in the matrix. Thank you very much, Chair.
Mr. Mchuchis, you yes, Oganye, you have yes. You are listening yes. All what has been advised to do. And
thank you, Honorable Chair. The suggestion is accepted. As I was indicating, okay, let me start from the beginning. Before us, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, we've got the metrics that has been developed in order to respond to the issues that have been raised. But our focus is only on areas where we are supported and have made an amendment. With regard to the first one, the proposal was that we need to have the words that are underlined. If you look at the extreme right, we've got the words that are underlined there, which means now we have inserted or included the words in consultation with the provincial forum, that is the SAOFPF, which will be writing in full, which is at the provincial forum, as the case may be. So we have accepted that, and that is what is going to go into the amended version. Can we move the and again, Honorable Chair, if we move to the other one, what we have done. Yes, what we have done here, because the proposal that we supported was that private residential facility be defined succinctly for from the personal private residence, and then we had now accepted the proposal and defined the private residential facility in such a way that it is clear, as simple as indicated there. Can we move to the next one? Again, Honorable Chair, with regard to the definition of a caregiver, which has been an issue as we have seen from time to time in the presentations, we have added the words that are underlined, where we said facility and who is in the control of a facility. So these are the new words that we have added in the definition itself that was already in existence. Can we move to the next one? And again, in this particular one, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, we have added the words "and maintaining the comfort" and deleted the words that are in square brackets. That is the article there that is in there. And with regards to this particular one, we have added the words that are underlined. Can you move up a little bit? We have accepted the proposal and inserted a definition of family care, where we said family care refers to the provision of support and assistance by family members to an older person who is frail and those living with disabilities, provided out of love. duty and sense of responsibility towards the older person. It is a form of informal care where family members, such as adult children, spouses, or extended family, take on the responsibility of caring for the older persons who is unable to fully care for themselves due to physical, cognitive, or mental disabilities. That is the definition that we have added, Honorable Chair. Again, with regards to this particular one, we had to amend the clause in terms of the definition of special care, where we had to indicate that special care refers to customized care and support tailored to meet the unique needs and challenges faced by the older person and aims to enable older persons to live with dignity, independence, and a good quality of life, taking into account that their unique needs, preferences, and abilities whilst ensuring their safety, health, and overall well-being. So it's one of the additions that we have. And with regard to this particular one, Honorable Chair, the proposal was that a definition of substance be included in line with the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse. And we have included that definition as a new definition so that when we speak of substances in this legislation, it is known what substances are we referring to. Where we say substances refer to chemical psychoactive substances that are prone to be abused, including tobacco, alcohol, over-the-counter drugs, prescription drugs, and substances defined in the Drug and Drug Trafficking Act of 1992, which is Act 140 of 1992, or prescribed by the minister after consultation with the Medicines Control Council, established by Section 2 of the Medicines and Related Substances Control Act of 1965, that is Act 101 of 1965, and drugs in the context of this act have a similar meaning. We have added that definition, and again, with regard to this particular one, there was a proposal by RandAid that how can an over interdepartmental structure include a civil society? We have reworked the definition and removed the words of civil society and put the organs of state as indicated. That is removed. Can it move a little bit up? No. Yes, we have removed the word stakeholder and included the organ of state because stakeholder is defined differently in the bill itself. Can we move a little bit up? With regard to the other definition, Honorable Chair, there was a need to revise the word provisioning to provision. And if you look at the reworked definition, where we said independent living facility means a residential facility used for the provisioning, and then we have removed the word provisioning and provided the word provision, which is underlined. And again, if you move to the next one, the comment was that there must be a revision of the South African term South African Police Services to South African Police Service. And we have done exactly that, Honorable Chair. If we looked at the words that are in square brackets, we have removed South African Police Services and have the underlined one, which is the new one, that is South African Police Service. Can we move to the next one? With regard to this particular one, Honorable Chair, the stakeholder recommended that making dedication separate or special queues for older persons must be mandatory in the police stations so that they can be better served, and in every other government department or organ of state, to be correct. And then we have included a new subsection there where we indicated that to achieve the implementation of this act, in subsections 1, 2, and 3, all public service facilities and all service points providing services to older persons must provide dedicated, separate, and special queues for older persons. That we have added, Honorable Chair. This is one of those that we say is just consequential. It was not necessarily part of the gazetted provisions. If there is a need for us to add this and it's acceptable, then we would appreciate that. But if it's rejected, we would also abide by that because it was not gazetted, but we felt that it is consequential. Okay, can we move to the... in this particular one, Honorable Chair, is also the insertion of subsection 6 after section 3, where we indicate that there must be an older person's desk at presidency offices of the Premier down to municipal level to facilitate integrated and coordinated services to older persons. It's part of those that were not gazetted, but we felt that it is also incidental or consequential and does not necessarily impact negatively on the bill or substantively on the bill itself, and we inserted that. So again, with the same position that if the parliament agrees with that, we will be happy, but if it is rejected because it was not
Lindiwe.
Yes, ma.
There's a lot of people who have unmuted their gadgets now. They're making a lot of noise. I can't hear properly.
Can I mute everyone and then the presenter can unmute himself? No? I'll do that. Can I do that?
Yes, please.
Zizi, you can mute, unmute yourself, no? And continue to present.
Okay, thanks, Lindy. Suggestion was that we must insert the words National Prosecuting Authority into the list that was submitted in terms of Section 3, that is Clause 3 of the bill. And we have included the words National Prosecuting Authority on the list, as you will see that is underlined there. With regard to the following one, there was also a recommendation that a new subsection 3 is inserted to include the role of the President, Premier and Mayor in supporting the older persons. And we have included such words in subsection 3 over and above what was already in existence. That is, the office of the president, the premier, or the mayor must coordinate the functionality of the older persons. Then we have included those that are underlined. Can we move to the next one? Again, Honorable Chair, with regard to this particular one, there was an issue about what is meant by harmful traditional practices. And what we have done, we have removed the word traditional and kept harmful practices, as it was a little bit vague when we say harmful traditional practices. So the comment was actually taken into account. So we did settle that. Can we move to the next one? In terms of this, there was an issue that the heading of section 7A, that is the newly inserted section, does not necessarily speak to the content there under. So we have reworked the heading of this particular one, that is older persons should have the responsibility to, because it was, the heading was actually not speaking to the responsibility. So we have reworked it in order to read as it is now, that is older persons have the responsibility to mentor, pass on knowledge and experience to younger persons, foster and facilitate intergenerational dialogue and solidarity within his or her family or community, and play a role in mediation and conflict resolution. That is the new amendment that we have come up with. With regard to 7B, which is actually more or less the same with regard to the one in 7A, the heading, which was not actually speaking to the content there under. So we have reworked this particular one in order to read properly. So the new heading now reads as protection of rights to property, inheritance, abuse, and bodily integrity of older person. And we've got the text there under, which we have also reworked, because you will see that we have removed the words sexual abuse, with the understanding that when we say any form of abuse, the word abuse being underlined, will cater for sexual abuse as well. So if we keep those two, that is abuse and sexual abuse, that will sound tautologous. Hence the reworking of that particular provision. Again, Honorable Chair, with regard to the this other one, there was an indication that there must be an insertion of the provision in order to deal with the issue that was raised as to why only non-communicable diseases are included, and we have reworked the provision in order to indicate all diseases. So the word all diseases is the word that has been included in this one instead of communicable diseases. Can we move? With regard to this particular one, Honorable Chair, the proposal was that a penalty must be added in Section 33. And then we just have a provision currently. That does not necessarily mean that the conduct as indicated in the provision does not necessarily amount to a crime or an offense that will result into a penalty. So we have a penalty that we inserted there, or try to make this an offense, where we say any person who contravenes or fails to comply with provisions of this section is guilty of an offense. This is one of those that was not necessarily there, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, but we felt that we may need to add that, to say it is an offense to embark in the activity that is contemplated therein. With regard to this one in clause 10, Honorable Chair, the proposal was that Section 15 must include the word must instead of may, so that we make this compulsory. And this was also what we added there. So we removed the word must, may, in order to make it a must in this proposal. Can we move to the next one? There was also a comment, Honorable Chair, that Clause 18 capital A should be included in the penalties, that is in section 33 as an offence, as it deals with instances where a facility is deregistered or closed. And then we have to indicate that any person who contravenes or fails to comply with any provision of section 18 capital A is guilty of an offence. It's actually a new subsection, Honourable Chair, which we felt that is consequential, which we also would like, I mean, to add. But if there is a challenge with regard to that, we can still do away with and look at it when we further amend this legislation in the future. With regard to the this particular one, there is a new subsection that has been suggested to the effect that section 25(6) of the Principal Act to indicate that if a case on an elder abuse has been opened, the police official must arrest the alleged abuser in terms of section 27. It's also the consequential one, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, in the sense that it does not necessarily, the current legislation, that is the Principal Act, does not necessarily indicate what must happen in the case of abuse. With regard to this particular one, Honourable Chair, there was a recommendation that Section 25(5A) of the Principal Act, the word old age grant should be replaced with older persons grant. This is one of those that I indicated earlier, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, that when this legislation was passed in 2006, it still carries the language of the legislation that existed before the Social Assistance Act, which has actually renamed the grant itself. With regard to this one, was an indication, Honourable Chair, that there must be a revision of the clause to make the appropriate reference. And with regard to this, we have then removed the words that are in square brackets, as they do not necessarily read well with the provision itself, because the matter that is included there does not necessarily emanate from that piece of legislation. So we have removed the reference to Section 27(1B) of the Social Service Professions Act of 1978, Honourable Chair. With regard to this one, it's a new subsection, Honourable Chair, which has been suggested that we must also include the clause that protects older persons who are mentally ill. Where we have to insert the new subsection and indicated that an older person with mental condition has the right not to be subjected to abuse in any form by any person, including family members. So the new subsection altogether, Honourable Chair, in order to address the protection of the elderly who are actually mentally ill. And with regard to this particular one, there is a proposal that a definition be included in the bill for what is meant by family care. And we have indicated that, Honourable Chair, and included the definition. It's actually coming for the second time because we did that earlier. It's just that it has been raised a number of times in different stages. Again, Honourable Chair, there was a recommendation that a private room be made available where older persons open the case. Again, we have also taken this into account. That is the insertion of the new subsection that the police must ensure that private rooms are provided in police stations in order for older persons to freely pass charges against their abusers. It's one of the areas, Honourable Chair, that was not necessarily gazetted, but we felt that this can be discussed and see if we can't insert it here. But with also understanding what the presentation from SAPS in terms of how they want to deal with these particular issues, maybe issue a national instruction and all that, if we do away with that particular clause. With regard to this, again, there was a proposal that the word modifications in section 26 be replaced with the word changes. And we have done exactly that, Honorable Chair, and changed the word modification to changes for simplicity, as indicated by the proposal. With regards to this particular one, Honorable Chair, there was a recommendation that the word may must be changed to or substituted with the word must, with regard to the case where a magistrate court, before which an alleged offender whom a written notice in terms of subsection 1 has been issued appears, must summarily inquire, and then we said may. So we said we can look at that and change this to a must. Again, Honorable Chair, there was also a subsequent proposal to include or insert the provision similar to Section 29(2) with regard to Section 25A, with, in as far as the inquiry is concerned, where we inserted the provision, that is 27B, 275B. After section 27(5)(a) as follows, the magistrate or any person or any other person designated by the magistrate for that purpose must appear at the inquiry and may call witnesses and cross-examine any witness giving evidence at the inquiry. So we added that part. With regard to section 27, Honorable Chair, we had to replace the word alleged offender with the alleged abuser, which was also a technical issue that was raised, because at that stage we do not have the offender yet, but an abuser. Just to be in line with the wording of the whole piece of legislation. And with regards to section 28(7)(c), which is a new subsection, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, that needed to be added in order to allow for a person to open a case and write a statement in a private room in a police station assisted by trained police officials. So this was a recommendation that we also received so that we deal with that particular issue. With regard to section 29, there was a proposal that the powers granted to the court in terms of section 26(7)(6)(d) should be included in section 29(d) because of the flow of reading. And then we had to include 29(10)(c) as follows, and that is the words in brackets, make such other order with regards to the matter as the court deems fit. So we added those words in brackets, Honorable Chair. With regard to this particular one, there was a proposal that it is recommended that the definition of elder abuse as contemplated in Section 32 of the Act should include any conduct or caring within a domestic relationship and outside the domestic relationship. So we had this clause amended in order to deal with that, where we indicated that elder abuse means abuse of an older person contemplated in Section C. And then we included the words occurring within a domestic relationship and outside the domestic relationship in order to deal with what is indicated, Honorable Chair. Can we move to the next one? Okay, can we move to the next one? With regard to this particular one, Honorable Chair, there was a proposal that we must also include verbal and emotional abuse, and we indicated that for the purposes of subsection 2 of section 30, abuse includes physical, sexual, psychological, verbal, emotional, and economic. And also section 33C also indicated the same, so that they read, clearly, all together to include all those aspects of abuse or forms of abuse as indicated in the proposal. With regard to this particular one in clause 20, there was a proposal to include a penalty for non-compliance with section 18 capital A, and we had inserted section 18 capital A and section 18.2D as penalties, because it was just a statement that is being made without any consequences. There was also a proposal with regard, Honorable Chair, to the penalties, again, as proposed, and we indicated that this will be dealt with in the regulations. So section 33, paragraph A, where we inserted the issue of the penalties and also made reference to the regulations, that this will be unpacked in the regulations. So we dealt with that, Honorable Chair. And there was also the same, if you look at all these towards the end, the recommendation was that a penalty be issued in terms of section 30, because the way in which it's crafted is like anyone who is doing ABC can, that conduct can be regarded as a penalty, but it is not stated like that in the current provision. So that is why there is a need for the insertion of that in order to address this as a penalty. Because even if you look at section 13, that is insertion of 13.5, it's also about the inclusion of the penalty for the conduct. So mostly, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, these were not necessarily part of what was gazetted, but the proposals that say we must not leave the legislation open like that, where we say don't do ABC without indicating that if you do ABC, then that will constitute an offense. So that's why now we have reworked those to include penalties at the end of the day. If the Parliament agrees with that approach, then we'll have to include that, I mean, such conduct as penalties. If not, then we'll look at that in the subsequent amendments in the future, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. So basically, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, these are the modifications that we have made for the purposes of the A list, if that is acceptable at the end of the day. So we stand to be guided by your good selves, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, in a situation where a particular issue was not necessarily gazetted, but is consequential in nature. I think I must stop there, Honorable Chair and other members. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Are you done, Advocate?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Chair. Thanks. I'm done.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Honorable member, Advocate has done close by close. And then, what do we do?
Chair?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The advocate is posing questions to Parliament regarding the absence of gazetting the consequential amendments and seeking guidance from Parliament. I think for now the matter should be dealt by the legal advisor of Parliament and state law advisor to provide advice on the matter that is before us. Whether the committee can proceed to effect amendments or we cannot. Also, Chair, I omitted to mention that as a procedure, the committee is allowed to make amendments to the bill, but if the amendments go beyond the scope of the bill, the committee must seek approval from the speaker. So maybe the legal advisor would advise whether the amendments are within the scope of the committee or the bill and so forth. I think for now, Chair, I think we can just give to the legal advisor to provide a way forward on the amendments. Thank you.
When you say beyond the scope, what do you mean, Lindy? The amendment beyond the scope?
Maybe the legal people will be able to explain. Maybe it's not something the committee can have an authority to do so. But as far as these amendments that are proposed, I don't see any substance or they go beyond the scope of the bill. Maybe the legal people can assist on that, Chair.
Okay, let's give over to, because I was also asking myself which one has gone beyond the scope.
They say that, for example, we want a certain department to do something. No, we are going beyond what is our role. So it requires such approval, Chair. Chair, Mama Bridget, hand is up.
Okay, Norma. Bridget.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning. Chairperson, I just have a question for clarity. When the bill was tabled before Parliament and we had, I believe, a debate on it, if I'm not mistaken, there were issues that in supporting the bill were raised. When are those going to be spoken to? Whether they were accepted as the advocate was going through the public hearings and the virtual hearings, you know, what it is that they have acknowledged and are going to be and have considered for amendment and so on and so forth. When is that going to happen about those issues that we raised? And number two, I would like to know, the committee called the various departments to come and clarify and brief the committee on the issues that were raised that had, referred to those departments. But I would like to know about the agencies within the department that were also mentioned during the public hearings, such as SASSA, for example. And Chairperson, I'm asking this acknowledging that I was not in the meeting yesterday, so I may have been, I may be asking things that are not proper for this meeting. But I would really appreciate if the chairperson could indulge me on this so that I can just get clarity on those two issues. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Just the African churches, then we respond to them.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and thank you, Honorable Masango. I just wanted to indicate, Honorable Chair, that yes, yesterday we responded to the issues one by one, including the issues that were raised by the respective departments and all stakeholders. And the indication was that in our response, those matters that fall outside the scope of this bill will be referred to the relevant departments to deal, or other organs of state to deal with them. For an example, the issues about the long queues at SASSA and all that, these are the matters that actually fall outside the scope of this particular bill, which we felt that let them be referred to the unit that deals with the issues of SASSA, so that at the end of the day we amend, if it needs be, the legislation that deals with those issues, which is the Social Assistance Act. But this particular legislation or bill deals with a specific issues as indicated in the long title to the bill. So we responded to those issues. Unless there is a specific issue that we need to respond to, which we welcome that and we can respond to. But in general, that was the approach, Honorable Chair. And we also indicated that there are matters that are dealt with by other government departments which we cannot, which cannot form part of this bill, and others form fall within the ambit of other pieces of legislation, where we made an example about the Domestic Violence Act, which is already taking care of other issues that have been raised. So they fall within the scope of that legislation, and also the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse legislation. So that was our indication, Honorable Chair, in our presentation yesterday. Thank you.
Chairperson, can I respond?
Chair?
Yes?
Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, Chair. There's a follow-up from Mam Masango, and I can just have a bite, if you allow me, after her.
Let's hear the follow-up first, then check what is Mam Masango saying.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am glad I did say that I may be asking a question out of tune because I wasn't here yesterday. And I accept the explanation that the advocate has given. But as far as the actual clauses that we raised, or we sought, considerations for, such as your clause 13(1)(a), clause 18(1)(a) and B, clause 18(a), clause 25(a), that I believe we did raise at the beginning of the process, when the bill was had been ATC'd and was tabled before Parliament, are those anywhere in the consideration that the advocate is talking about, or were they also mentioned yesterday? I just want to be specific, Chair, so that I don't leave things between the cracks by just, you know, taking a wholesale understanding of what the advocate was saying. And that would be my last comment, Chair. Thank you so much for your indulgence.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Masango, for understanding of this. Then can we give over to the legal advisor and the parliamentary advisor?
Thank you. Over to you.
Good day, Chairperson. My name is Sue Ann Isaac, and I'm the Parliamentary Legal Advisor. Just quickly, I think there was a question as to whether the committee could consider amendments that go beyond what the bill was, as the colleague said, gazetted for. I would refer to the bill as the introduced bill. That is that the bill that was introduced to Parliament and that was advertised for public comment. And in terms of the constitution and the rules, we are required to ask the public to give us comments and consider those comments. So the rules do provide for instances where the committees of the view that there is an amendment that they wish to affect to the introduced bill or to the principal act that is not included in the introduced bill. And that would require the committee to get permission from the House, whether it wants to extend the subject matter of the bill or to propose amendments to the principal act, that is the older person's act, that was not included in the bill before the committee. So there is a mechanism in the National Assembly rules that allows the committee to do so, but they must first seek the permission of the House. As to the specific amendment that the department is proposing, I would have to consider each one against the bill and the act and the rules to give specific advice as to whether those amendments require permission or not. But in general, it's just very specific ones that they have referred to, and we can consider that with the department and then give the committee answers on each amendment as to whether they would require permission or not for those matters. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other input? Lindy?
Chair, not really an input, Chair. Just to explain the process we are at now. We are the process is for the committee to deliberate to consider amendments and also the evidence that was presented before it. I'll go back to Mama Sango where she mentioned a certain clause. So it's an opportunity for committee to point out which clauses they think requires amendments so as to assist the legal people to formulate the A list for deliberations. So I think it's that opportunity where committee thinks there are certain amendments they want to see in the amendment list. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honourable members, let's have a bite on what Lindy is saying. But the reality of the matter from the chair, you know, all what has been amended by the public and presented, I think now I am in line with that. E.g., the may and must, I don't think I have a problem on that. And out of those that have been raised, but out of the scope, like the long queues, like the separate rooms for older persons, you know, I don't have a problem because those are real things that are supposed to be looked at the end of the day. So, but let me give over to the honourable members and hear whether there is any other one. Honourable members, Honourable Bridget.
Thank you, Chairperson. In light of the clarity that has been given by the Secretary, I would like to know if these clauses that I'm referring to, I should just send them to the department, or are they to be discussed, or what does the implementation of what Lindy has just clarified look like? Because as I said, I do have a few clauses that I would like to highlight. They may have been mentioned by the public out there during both the public in-person public hearings and the virtual ones, but I would like that. I would like that them to be noted and to be told to say no, that has been taken care of, because then I would then know that what we would have raised has actually been considered positively or negatively. Either way, I would just like to make them to be noted, as it were, and considered, obviously. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Lindy. Chair, the meeting is for the committee to deliberate on this process is for the committee to throw amendments. There will be another process that will culminate from this one, whereby the committee consider the bill clause by clause, they mean that they consider and adopt the A-list. It's whereby the A-list is presented as discussed in this meeting after the legal people have met, and then look whether this bill is beyond the scope, because the legal person, which is Asuen, mentioned that the legal officials will meet and identify clauses which may require permission or not. I think, Mama, also your amendments will form part of that process. And then the next meeting is for the committee to consider the amendment list. If the legal people will have an overview as per previous meeting, these were the amendments that came out of the discussion. This one can be, the committee can process, this one require permission. And then this is the A list for consideration and adoption. Discussion whether they agree with your amendments or not will take place on the meeting where the committee consider and adopt the amendment list. I think that for now, it's a better off throwing amendments, which will inform the amendment list. And then there'll be that process of considering and adopting it, ma'am.
Okay. So can I go ahead, Chairperson?
Chairperson? Hello. Let me phone. Can I quickly phone the chair members? Sorry for that. Members, I just spoken to the chairperson. He just been disconnected, I think due to network challenges. Member Masang, I have informed here that you wanted to proceed, and then and the question whether the amendment should be discussed or you can submit. She said you can submit if you wish to do so, and also requested Member Bilangulu to take over while she's trying to connect. Member Bilangulu will provide a guidance on the matter before the committee. Thanks very much. Over to you, Member Bilangulu.
Thank you very much. Lindy, can't you check the whip, because I'm taking the... I've got an interview now. Interview from my committee. They are going to interview me at 11. And it's only 6 minutes left. I don't know if Member Stock can take over after completing with my interviews. Then I will come back.
Member Stock, the platform is yours to comment on the request. Member Stock? Member Stock? Let me phone him. Apologies, member. Member Stock is on the road as well. She is experiencing network. I just called him and requested if I can maybe request Mamwangani to take the fort. Mamwangani will be able just for the minute Chairperson is trying to log in and take over. Please.
Lindy, I have reported that I'm at the doctor.
Okay, ma'am. Member Songo?
Yes.
Can you rescue the situation, please?
Okay, it's fine. I was not in for a while due to network. You can just tell me where we are and then I'll proceed.
We are at the stage whereby Member Masango wanted to make some amendments on the bill, and she inquired whether is it a process of deliberation and adoption of such amendments, and I indicated to her that the process now is for the members to deliberate on the amendment, and then next week there will be an A-list that will be presented by the legal people, whereby members will go clause by clause to consider, deliberate, and adopt each clauses. So there were other two options. If the committee wants to listen to her amendments, or she can submit the amendments so that the legal officials incorporate her amendments into the A-list for consideration and discussion next week, for consideration and adoption next week. This is where we were the last time, if I can recall. Maybe Yolisa can assist me if I omitted anything to
to the chairperson?
No, it's fine. I think the committee decide whether it gives Honorable Masango a chance to speak now or she shall submit her amendment. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Yoli. I think I'll give it to honorable members to decide what we do with what Member Masango has raised, and then we take it from there. I think for now, I'll just hand over to an honorable. I think then, since honorable members are not putting their hands up, I think we would move with what was being discussed before I came into the as chair, that honorable Masango should just write it down with the amendments and submit, and then in next week's deliberations, where the committee will be deliberating close by close, I think it would be included there and would be deliberated there. Thanks, Yuli. Honourable members, am I audible? And Yoli, not Yoli.
Lindy, we are Fakalo. We can hear you, Chair.
Okay. Please assist me how we move on to the next item. Because it's quiet and I feel I'm talking alone.
I think the today was the deliberations. If there are no other input as far as the deliberations on the bill, I don't have any other agenda item for discussion.
Okay, thank you. Honourable members, are there any other deliberations on the bill before we close our agenda meeting? I'll see by the note of hands. There's a hand of Honorable Masango.
Thank you, Acting Chair. If there is no deliberation, I'm happy with the clarity that you have given, that I will write the clauses that I would like to put forward and send them through to the Secretary. That is what I understood for possible inclusion in the clauses that will be discussed or deliberated upon at the next meeting. But other than that, I agree with you that there are no further deliberations for today. Thank you. Thank you, Acting Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members and the committee staff. And everyone in the platform. I came in late also, but I'll take this opportunity and thank everyone. I see a hand of Suen Isaac. I think I'll give it to you now.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm the Parliamentary Legal Advisor. Just in terms of the way forward for the officials, we just need the committee to give us the mandate, firstly, that we can work with the department's proposed amendments and the amendment that will be proposed by Honorable Masango, and that the technical staff can also meet to discuss the amendments and to bring the A-list to the committee in the next meeting, because we may make technical suggestions and amendments to ensure that the A-list is in the proper drafting style. So we just need the mandate for the committee to choose. Firstly, consider the department's proposals and put in the A-list, and to also meet with the official so we can do the A-list and present the A-list with amendments that we may also have to put to the committee. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Hello, Lindy, I'm there.
Oh, okay, there is a question posed by the legal person. Whether are you giving mandate?
Yes.
What was presented?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Nsongo, for holding the fort. And I don't think there is a problem. Because the fact of the matter, we have to wait for, in fact, we have to include everyone and everything in the bill. The A-list needs to be drafted and also be presented to us, all inclusive. So why do we have to say no? So we are giving them a mandate to go and work out all this. Already heard from Honorable Masango, he will also do that as it was requested from here. Now, the next thing on the following day is maybe to look at the A-list, whether it comprises all what has been said.
Lindy?
How are that? We are giving us.
And
I think the legal advisor was asking whether are we giving them mandate to work through with a relevant persons or department and then come up with a list. Let's agree on it.
Yes, sir. Member Peterson's hand is up, Chair. She just put it down.
Polnitz?
Peterson.
Yeah, so I have covered. And then what is the next step, Lindy?
Chair, we don't have any other item for consideration. It's upon the legal staff to sit together to just outreach and formulate an A-list from what was discussed, including what was presented by the department chair for the next meeting.
Okay. If it is the case, let me thank everybody in the meeting. All our hands are on the deck in terms of this meeting at the end of the day. We are looking forward for the following meeting to look at the A-list. Otherwise, everything went well. I understand that it is not an easy task, and we are also not familiar with this thing, but we are assisting one another and we are being advised. Thanks ever so much. Let's call it a day and see that the meeting has adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the work that has been done.
Thank you very much,
so
Chair.
Far. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I close the meeting and the meeting for everyone?
And everybody. Thanks.
Thank you.